Cameron Johnson has arrived. Fresh from a workout. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing well.
We really appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you.
What are your workouts like these days right now? Pretty intense, I imagine, huh?
Pretty intense. I lost track of time today, as you can tell. But it's stuff that my strength coach, Anna Phoenix, sent me. It's a lot of the stuff that I was doing at Carolina, because our strength coach at Phoenix is actually, he worked under my strength coach at North Carolina around 2009, 2010, 2011 when he was getting his grad degree there. So that's pretty beneficial to me to just have some type of continuation in the stuff I'm doing, but it's pretty intense today.
We're going to talk to you about the journey you took, but let's just jump ahead when the draft was held, what it was like to hear your name picked. There'd a lot of been speculation of maybe 20, 25. To go to 11, what did you – how talk about that moment.
It was crazy just because all leading up to the draft, I thought I had a pretty good idea of where I was going to fall. And I kept talking to my dad. I was talking to my agent. And I'm like, well, what's the feedback? What are we getting? And from a lot of teams, we were hearing a lot. And it kind of confirmed a range that we thought was very good. Now, it wasn't what everybody else was saying. So we just, I mean, in terms of people putting me in the late 20s, early 20s, it was not. It was our own data that we had compiled from all the teams. And I was very comfortable with that. I remember specifically asking my agent on draft day. I said, so what have you heard from Phoenix? And he was like, I haven't heard much. They went kind of cold. And I was like, ah, man. And that comment just kind of went in passing. And it was like, all right, Phoenix is cool, but I have XYZ teams that are looking to take me here, here, and here. So in terms of, like, nerves going into the draft, I had none. Like, I was calm. You know, we were just trying to get, you know, yard work done around the house, get the house cleaned up and ready. But... you know, as much as you think you can be prepared for a moment like that, you just can't, especially when it, you know, takes a little bit of a curveball as it did. And, you know, to hear my own name called 11th and to be with all my friends and family in that moment was really crazy.
Let me ask you, I always wanted to ask guys this. You go to bed one night, you're kind of a poor guy like we are. And then you wake up and you get picked and you're getting guaranteed millions. And when you're picked 11th, you're getting guaranteed millions. What is that like?
I'll tell you what, it feels no different. It feels no different.
Come on, tell me
it feels
the truth.
No different. I'm telling you, I woke up and I woke up the next morning and it's like, check my bank account, still looks the same. You know?
Oh, it'll change
so
pretty quick.
Maybe when that starts to come and I start to settle into that, it will feel a little different. But for this time being, you know, everything pretty much felt the same. It's crazy, but I'd say everything felt the same, and the sun rose the same way it would have if I would have went undrafted or never played basketball again.
Well, I'll tell you one big difference. You're not going to have to do yard work anymore. You can maybe pay somebody or get the old man.
Well, where I'm living, I don't think I'll have a yard, so that's where the yard work comes into play.
You're smart enough to know that, right?
Ron, can you lend Cam your headsets for a moment? Because speaking of draft day, and we're going to go to an update in a moment, we have a clip from one of your teammates, Coby White. I'm sure you've heard this. In fact, I just read a story on a website about you guys and your friendship. But this was his reaction. He had already been picked. He's doing his news conference, getting introduced, and he hears that you go number 11, and this was his reaction for everybody out there.
Wow. Wow, bro. That's crazy. That's so love, bro. Because y'all know Cam, you don't know how hard Cam works. And you know, it's a lot of people that doubt him, but wow, I'm just, bro, it's such a, that's crazy, bro. Wow, that's so crazy. I'm so happy for him right now. Y'all don't understand how happy I am for him, because he proved it night in, night out that he deserves to be, you know, in the conversation for a lot of men. He shot the ball like anyone I've never seen before in my life or played with, so I'm so, wow, bro, that's, I'm getting chills up here.
What was your reaction to that? Because it went viral immediately.
Quick.
It was great.
It went viral quick. My cousin and my aunt showed me, and it was like, you know, when you just got drafted, like you're stepping into professionalism, and it's like every interview you have is real professional. And you could tell, like, he just let go of that with his, wow, bro, that's crazy. That's so love. And it's funny because that's like vintage Coby White. It's just that's not the side of Coby White that the media sees, that the public sees. But in the locker room, on the court, he's a funny kid. Like, even everywhere from, you know, the words he says to his mannerisms, like he has a little goofy little trot that he does when, you know, he's tired or whatever. But he's a funny kid, and he's a happy-go-lucky kid. I mean, he's been through some tough times, especially in the past couple of years, but he just has such a positive attitude every time, you know, he steps on the court and comes in the locker room, and that's a Kobe White we see behind the locker room, behind the scenes, and it's pretty cool to see that, especially in a moment where for him it was such, you know, a big step in his life that he takes that much interest in somebody else, somebody that he played with.
I think that's what captured people. That was awesome. Well, let's talk. We have Cameron Johnson in studio about your past growing up and where you've been and where you're headed to a pretty exciting team with some new pieces, including you, Phoenix Suns. Cam Johnson in studio.